thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
Want your mama?
I love my mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Veg Embracing viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay and Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paranal. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia and Sukhbatur, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Olds Province, channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Sha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Otulj on channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Wan Yu Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Tsinghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Minchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Kingdom physician bicycles in India to raise awareness of palliative care. In community news, Hands in Peace Games in the USA fosters understanding between young people. In humanitarian news, a Formosan or Taiwanese pop star helps provide scholarships for 10 Aboriginal school children. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, September 4th, great Norwegian composer Mr. Edvard Grieg is remembered. He was born in Bergen, Norway in 1843 and passed away on this day in 1907. Considered among the most outstanding representatives of Nordic music in history, Mr. Grieg creatively brought together elements of Norwegian folk music and nature. Some of his highly recognized pieces are the Piano Concerto in A minor and the music to Mr. Henrik Ibsen's play Peer Gynt. May melodies such as those of Mr. Edvard Grieg be a reminder of heaven's glorious sound.
Lion News, Senegalese capital devastated by floods. 5 days of heavy rain in Dakar have deluged every sector of the city. The government has made funds available for relief and is providing pumps to evacuate water from flood areas. The International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies have supplied items such as mosquito nets, tarpaulins, and water purification tablets.
This is the most recent of several consecutive years where climate change has caused disruption in the West African nation, with coastal waters rising along with intense flooding. On September 3rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her love and sympathy and offered $10,000 in relief aid, saying that if it is not possible for our association members to go and help, she asked that the funds for this be donated to the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies. This amount could purchase $294,000 in emergency supplies in the United States based on the cost of living in Senegal. Senegalese government and International Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, our special thanks for your timely and meaningful assistance. We also appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's concern and care for those in need. Our hearts go out to the people of Senegal who are suffering from the current floods and the effects of climate change, wishing them a soon recovery of their fulfilling everyday lives, and may we all act now in adopting sustainable lifestyles to protect our globally shared home.
High tides flood Mekong Delta regions, No Lac or Vietnam. Thousands of hectares of vegetable crops were submerged in saltwater in the provinces of Cà Mau, Kiên Giang, and Am Giang, along with buildings that were flooded in the region's largest city of Kuân Thu. Landslides also occurred in many sections of Cà Mau's eastern coastline, as well as along 40 meters of levees in the An Giang province, with trees that were swept away by huge wave surges.
Last year, losses endured by the region due to climate change resulted in over 100 fatalities and damage to more than 30,000 hectares of rice fields. Supreme Master Ching Hai quickly asked our association members to help the affected people, offering $20,000 if needed while sending all her love and prayers. This amount could obtain $336,000 in materials purchased in the United States based on OLAC's cost of living. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Ching Hai's benevolent support to the vulnerable. We pray for the protection of the tide and flood affected residents. May such destructive events lessen and the fruitfulness of the fertile Mekong Delta return as we work to improve our stewardship of the environment.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
European Commission assists the Caribbean in disaster preparedness. As the hurricane season intensifies in the island region, the European Commission is allocating €2 million to help in preparation, mitigation, and response to disasters. The operations, which are intended to benefit around 60,000 people, will be implemented by the International Red Cross and Red Crescent, with hopes of also strengthening the cooperation between government and regional disaster management agencies. Kudos, European Commission, and heaven bless your meaningful aid to the people of the Caribbean. May they be graced with abundant preparedness, safety, and protection.
Swine flu toll continues with impact worldwide. Indeed, the virus is striking at a pace so rapid that officials are no longer able to keep up, with fatalities alone totaling 3,270. A report just released from the European College of Cardiology Congress in Barcelona, Spain, cautions that patients with heart disease are extremely vulnerable to the effects of the swine flu. Concerns for the flu are also plentiful in schools across the Northern Hemisphere, including Palestine, where the Ministries of Health and Education have formed a joint task force to reduce the spread of the flu.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, reports the flu is spreading more quickly in the southeast, where children went back to school earlier after the summer. Over 50% of the U.S. colleges and universities who track the swine flu have reported infected students, with more than 1,600 confirmed cases in the first few weeks of school.
Hospitalizations in Formosa or Taiwan have increased to 104. Norway is reporting a first fatality from swine flu, while South Korea is accounting for her fourth. Macau has also had her first death from swine flu, and Indonesia has seen the loss of two more lives. Yemeni officials have reported four new cases, bringing the total to 28, and Lebanon reported a total of 792 cases, with two perished, including a three-year-old girl. In China, cases grew to 3,981.
Our condolences go to all suffering the loss of a loved one as we pray for those stricken by the illness. Let us halt all danger of swine flu and similar infections by stopping the consumption of meat and turning to the freedom of animal-free, wholesome vegan fare.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Qinghai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Canada funds the reduction of pig farms. The Canadian government has announced it will set aside $69 million US in loan funding to support hog farmers in halting livestock raising. Canada's pork industry sales are at their lowest in 60 years, following a decline in 2008 that saw around 1,000 pig farmers switching their professions. We laud your initiative, Canada, in supporting farmers to turn toward life-giving professions. Such measures expanded worldwide will surely bring a stable, happy future for humans and animals alike.
Vegan Delights Aplenty at Thailand's new Loving Hut, contributing to the global vision of all beings living in harmony with each other and the planet, is a new Loving Hut in the beautiful city of Bangkok. Encouraged by Supreme Master Chinghai's support in bringing nourishing and delicious plant-based meals to all people, this latest Loving Hut is already creating favorable impressions with eager customers. Not only do Loving Hut Thailand customers enjoy the diverse menu options for their palate and eye-pleasing qualities, they also appreciate their other manifold benefits.
Situated
in the lovely capital city of Bangkok, this Loving Hut radiates a vibrant and warm-hearted energy.
Loving Hut ผมว่าปรัชญาพวกท่านมังสวิรัติที่เขาตั้งใจจริงๆเนี่ยก็คือว่าเรารักเราเมตตาโลกช่วยเรื่องของโลกร้อนนะฮะแล้วก็ช่วยเรื่องของสิ่งแวดล้อมเราทำให้เสียสมดุลมนุษย์เราทำให้เสียสมดุลการลดการฆ่าสัตว์เอามาเป็นอาหารเนี่ยก็จะช่วยได้มากมาย
กลัวเราก็เลยถ้าเปิดทานอย่างนี้เนี่ยมัน Congratulations, Loving Hut Thailand, on your successful launch. We are ever grateful to Supreme Master Chinghai for making the transition to a compassionate vegan lifestyle so wonderfully delicious and easy for people worldwide. Wishing wholesome health and harmony to our planet as more and more join the life-affirming vegan circle.
Normal traffic resumes between North and South Korea. On Tuesday, restrictions were lifted for traffic across the shared border of North and South Korea for their jointly operated industrial park. The number of people and vehicles allowed to cross at one time will no longer be limited, and the border will open 23 times during the day for people traveling to and from Kaesong, North Korea. We are gladdened to know of this further normalization of relations between North and South Korea. May all people of the Korean Peninsula grow ever more in brotherly friendship and peace.
U.S. President Obama hosts Ramadan dinner. Joined by cabinet secretaries, Muslim county ambassadors, two U.S. Muslim congressmen, and Muslims from the American community, the president presided over an iftar at the White House, ending a day's fast. He stated, "On behalf of the American people, including Muslim communities in all 50 states, I want to extend best wishes to Muslims in America and around the world. Ramadan Kareem."
Tonight, we celebrate a great religion and its commitment to justice and progress. We honor the contributions of America's Muslims and the positive example that so many of them set through their own lives, and we rededicate ourselves to the work of building a better and more hopeful world.
Our appreciation, President Obama, White House staff, and all guests, for your celebration of interfaith peace and understanding. May all celebrants of the holy month of Ramadan find themselves closer to the divine.
Russian soldier saves girl's life. When her 7-year-old daughter, Ketty, fell into the wintry cold Ksani River, the mother's shouts alerted nearby Russian border soldiers. Two of them immediately plunged into the icy waters and rescued the little girl. then resuscitated her breathing and stopped a passing car to get her to the hospital quickly to save her life. Soldier Yuri Seryogin stated, "We performed CPR and she began to breathe. Anybody would have done that if they had been in our place, never mind whether they're Ossetian, Georgian, or Russian. We are touched, Yuri Seryogin and fellow guards, by your selfless bravery and kindness. May God bless you as true heroes of peace." For their compassionate, life-saving actions, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring the Russian soldiers with a Shining World Hero Award.
Save our planet. Cancers in wildlife indicate dangerous environmental hazards. Canadian and U.S. scientists have found that cancers in wild animals, usually rare, are now occurring more frequently and could be caused or exacerbated by environmental pollutants. Wildlife such as beluga whales, sea lions, and flounder fish have been found to be victims of deadly cancers caused by industrial contaminants.
These herald a threat to humans as well, since both wildlife and people are often exposed to the same chemicals, stating that cancer may be just one of the many diseases that have yet to be diagnosed in animals. Dr. Denise Megalus of the Wildlife Conservation Society in New York, USA, said that scientists need to continue looking for the connections between pollutants and disease.
"We thank Dr. Megalus and all involved scientists for your care in discerning these ways that our actions are harming wildlife and the environment. May we all realize the noble reward of truly caring for our planet and her inhabitants."
In a July 2008 video conference, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke of the Earth's capacity to recover and support life if we do our part in reducing harms such as meat consumption.
"We pollute too much, and we create too much of murderous karma. Therefore, the Earth is not even allowed to repair herself because of the bad karma of the inhabitants. As soon as we erase this bad retribution from the killing effect, then the Earth will turn around, will be allowed to repair, reproduce, and sustain lives again. If we just stop meat eating, stop killing animals for food, then that 80% gas pollution will disappear, and we will live in peace, health, happiness, and long life again."
Save Our Planet, Climate Change Conference in Kathmandu. South Asian countries are meeting in the Nepalese capital for the first time ever this week to discuss how to best mitigate climate change and potential disasters facing the Himalayan region.
The now rapidly melting glaciers from this world's most highest mountain range provide drinking and irrigation water for nearly 2 billion people, over a quarter of the global population. The Kathmandu meeting is also intended to lead up to the International Copenhagen Conference in December, with a presentation that will be made by its representatives from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, India, the Maldives, Nepal, Pakistan, and Sri Lanka.
Conference participants, our gratefulness for your commitment to the urgent matters of your region. We send heartfelt best wishes for a fruitful outcome at the Copenhagen Summit and finding solutions that protect and cool our planet.
Save Our Planet. In an effort to save the declining Macquarie Marshes in New South Wales, Australia, federal and state governments convene and formulate a plan to help conserve and return water to this wetlands area.
Save Our Planet. The lifeless bodies of more than 200 primarily young sea lions were found on the coast of Chile, with environmental groups saying that their sad loss was likely due to toxic pollution from a nearby chemical plant.
Save Our Planet. Sweden's Environment Minister, Andreas Carlgren, urges the European Union, the United States, and other developed countries to significantly reduce their own carbon emissions and offer financial aid to support less developed countries in being able to do the same.
Hello, it's me, Milo the Manatee. I'm a happy vegan. I would like to share a tip on taking care of your eyes while you work on the computer. The California Optometric Association in the United States suggests that we regularly blink to help keep our eyes moist. Also, it's good to take deep breaths to maintain a healthy flow of oxygen. Lastly, follow the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes for 20 seconds, look 20 feet away to reduce eye strain. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our beautiful globe.
In humanitarian news, a doctor cycles in India to promote patient well-being. Dr. Thomas Middlemas of the United Kingdom bicycled 1,600 kilometres from Tiruvananthapuram to Mumbai with two signs attached reading Palliative Care Unit. His 32-day trip was to raise awareness about this type of treatment, which focuses on improving the quality of life by reducing symptoms of a disease. Before his journey, Dr. Middlemas volunteered for 6 months as a physician for terminally ill patients in Kirula. A warm salute and God bless you, Dr. Thomas Middlemas, for your compassionate heart. May kindness and love be shared by all.
In community news, children enhance appreciation of others at the Hands in Peace Games held in Sacramento, California, USA. This Olympic-style festival is designed to foster understanding between young people from diverse ethnic and religious backgrounds. More than 200 youngsters from ages of 10 to 12 years participated in artistic and sporting activities. Our local association members helped support this event by providing vegetarian food to all the children, Hands in Peace members, and guests.
This is just a wonderful program because it allows young people to have a good time, to compete, but to compete in a very different way. To think about competition as how you work with others and make your team succeed.
Our thanks to all the organizers and participants of Hands in Peace Games for your dedication to community building. May every child live in a harmonious world of love and respect. For more information, please visit www.handsinpeace.org. Up next on Noteworthy News, a Formosan or Taiwanese pop star works with World Vision to fund the schooling of indigenous students. We will wipe the dog and let him in. Be back soon with more shiny news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, enhancing news for a beautiful world. In humanitarian news, a Formosan or Taiwanese pop star supports the education of Indigenous children. Famed singer Missa Mee will work with World Vision Taiwan to provide funding and scholarships for 10 Aboriginal Formosan children with special abilities. In the past, the vocalist has also helped young people in need in Lesotho, the Congo and Thailand. Our heartfelt thanks, Missa Mee and World Vision Taiwan, for your generosity. May the youngsters derive great benefit and happiness from your kindness.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in French entitled Childhood Friend.
Une mère raconte à sa fille son enfance. On faisait du patin dehors autour de l'étang et devant chez nous, il y avait une corde attachée à un arbre qui servait de balançoire. On faisait du poney et on cueillait des baies sauvages dans la forêt. Sa petite fille est ébahie. Elle dit alors « Waouh, si seulement on s'était connus plus tôt !»
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Greeting upon Supreme Master Ching Hai, the best leader of the world. I am an Iranian boy, a Muslim. I am 15 years old. I love animals and nature so much, and I try to save them. I became vegetarian when I knew Kind Shabnam. She told me the harm of meat and advantages of vegetarianism. Now, just as Imam Ali, peace be upon him, said, don't make your stomach a graveyard of animals. I don't eat meat. I invited my grandmother to vegetarianism and she decided to become vegetarian. Now she is vegan. I am very much happy that I choose the noble way of living. We feed hungry cats every day in the streets and we protect them. There are few organic farms. Your books are not in Iran and I like to read them. We have one Persian forum about vegetarianism. Please visit our forum. www.veganforum.ir. We love peace. We love you very much. You are peace. Please help us. Please tell us what can we do. Thank you, Supreme Master, for your struggles to save our planet. Reza from Iran.
Greetings, Reza. Many thanks for your heartfelt note. It is fantastic that you, your grandmother, and friends are vegetarian. Supreme Master Ching Hai has replied to you. Virtuous Reza, blessed be your efforts to protect the innocent animals. Please keep up this very important work for all beings, including the Earth planet, as to keep love flowing. For reading online or free download, some of the lectures are available in Persian, English, and other languages at sv.godsdirectcontact.net. May Allah abundantly grace you and the wise people of Iran. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heavenly benediction be bestowed upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
After a successful docking at the International Space Station, or ISS, U.S. Space Shuttle Discovery astronauts Danny Olivias and Nicole Stott embark on a spacewalk and successfully complete 6 hours of tasks outside the ISS.
Israeli engineer Dr. Hossam Haik creates an electronic nose that can diagnose lung cancer within minutes by analyzing components of the breath.
First Lady Chiao Mei-Ching of Formosa, or Taiwan, visits 26 children who lost their homes to Typhoon Morakot, bringing them basic student necessities and storybooks on their first day of school.
Palestinian Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh calls for reconciliation with the Fatah group for a unified Palestine.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev launches a YouTube channel and reaches out to youth in his first broadcast, speaking of the importance of good neighborly relations.
U.S. researchers find that elderly men who are physically active live longer than those who are not.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana meets with Palestinian Prime Minister Salam Fayyad and expresses the organization's support of an independent Palestinian state.
Paraguay's Public Health and Social Welfare Ministry opens 2 modern ophthalmological offices to provide free eye care.
Researchers at Australian National University in Canberra discover that pigeons modify their wings to communicate, producing a whistling sound upon sudden takeoff.
The European Commission unveils plans to allow more refugees from conflict zones and developing nations to resettle in its member states.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.